home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wake up! We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yes, we are. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 70 degrees right now. High today is going to be right near 90. Watch out for some pop-up showers, these powerful summer pop-up showers in and around the area later on this afternoon and then late tonight. The sand rain is definitely coming in and it's going to be with us from Thursday through Saturday, so be on the lookout for that. You know what time it is. It is time to hit that hashtag, hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry, and today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by Erykah Badu, CeeLo Green, and the Goody Mob. They're coming to town October the 4th. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be at the Bojangles Coliseum. You want to be in the building, and of course, you know we got them tickets for you waiting on you right now at power98fm.com. Go on by there and get them tickets. All right, today, Larry is mad at TSA. That's right, TSA in one of the most diverse cities in America, TSA in Miami. Well, a report came out on yesterday that TSA in Miami, two TSA agents have been suspended, of course, with pay, after they found a noose and a stuffed gorilla in their locker. Now, after questioning the agents, the other TSA agents found that these TSA agents said, "Oh, we wasn't doing anything. It was just a joke." Why is this always a joke? Why is this always a joke? You got to have a noose and a stuffed gorilla. You got it in your locker. And then they also found out that y'all had a secret border patrol group down there in Miami with the TSA agents talking about Mexicans, talking about African Americans. And now when you get suspended from your job, even though you got suspended with pay after they finished their investigation and they found out otherwise, you're going to probably be fired. Now everything is a joke. Well, guess what, you two TSA agents? The joke is on you. How about that? And it's crazy because I'm getting ready to travel to Miami on next week. And, you know, like I said, Miami is one of the most diverse cities here in America. It's just sad. You don't know whether to be sad, upset, or just plain out mad at stuff like this because we see it happening so much. But in this Donald Trump administration, it just seems like a lot of people's true intentions and feelings are coming out. Sad and mad at the same damn time. By TSA agents in Miami. Bye-bye. All right. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. And, of course, coming up next, we got our other hashtag. Hashtag MH Great Debate. Right after this, YK Osiris. It's Power 98. Find out what we're debating up next.
I will give you the world, baby girl.
You better sing it.
You just gotta be worth it.
Tell him what, K.
But you don't gotta be perfect.
Tell him again.
You just gotta be worthy. Yeah, yeah.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 611-11 out at 6 o'clock. And you know what time it is.
It is time for the Madhouse Great Debate, being brought to you by one of the hottest concerts going down in the Queen City. Make sure you keep listening to Power 98 for your chance to see Erykah Badu and Goody Mob featuring CeeLo Green. They're going to be live at the Bojangles Coliseum on Friday, October 4th. Log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. All right, today's Madhouse Great Debate. We want to know who was the worst movie husband?
Mm.
Is it Ike from What's Love Got to Do With It? Mister from The Color Purple? Mike from Why Did I Get Married? Or Charles from Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
Ooh.
Those are your four choices. Who was the worst movie husband? Log on to our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry. What you got, Larry?
Man. Ike, because Ike did so much beating on Tina, I think I'm going to roll with Ike. You know what I mean? Ike was, he did take care of the family, but Ike was just terrible. He was, you know, they showed Ike in the movie snorting cocaine. The way he beat Tina. I mean, yeah, I'm going to go with Ike.
Ike is bad, but I might go with Mister for this. Mister took everything from her.
Yeah.
everything from her. Her family, her money, her self-esteem, everything from her. I'm going to have to go with this for this one.
All right. Go on and go to our Instagram pages and vote and make sure you
but
go.
But Mike was a jerk too.
Mike was a jerk. And he showed up with his other woman on the trip. Mike was terrible. Paolo was terrible, but Mike was and Charles was terrible too. Charles drug out the house in the beginning of it. But then they ended up, they ended up cordial in the end, so. But in the beginning, he was terrible.
Well, all right. Like I said, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Go vote now.
No Limit Larry!
That's what it is. Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for Dewey Hip Hop and R&B. Salute to all my working ladies out there. We got a madhouse great debate going on. What's going on, Ms. Jess?
Today we're asking you, who is the worst movie husband?
Mm.
Is it Ike from What's Love Got to Do with It? Is it, who else do we have on this list? Is it Ike from What's Love Got to Do with It? Is it Mr. from The Color Purple? Is it Mike from Why Did I Get Married? Or is it Charles from Diary of a Mad Black Woman? Out of those four, who's the worst?
We want to know from you, ladies. On your way to work this morning, which one of these husbands is the worst to you, ladies, on this Working Woman Wednesday? Woo! And on my page already, of course, the ladies chimed in about Ike, but the other...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is Mike. They saying that they don't like Mike.
Mike was disgusting.
Mike was pretty terrible. He was pretty terrible. 570-WPEG, let us know. Ladies, on your way to work this morning, which one of these husbands was the worst? Ike, Mike, Charles, or Mr.? Which one of these movie husbands? Charlotte's Plug, why you dialing, man? It's that Beyonce. Before I let go, Charlotte's Plug, you pot out of eight. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is a Working Woman Wednesday inside the Madhouse. Salute to all the ladies out there working hard. We got a Madhouse great debate going on. Who was the worst movie husband? Charles from Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Ike from What's Love Got to Do with It, Mike from Why Did I Get Married, and Mr. from The Color Purple. Good morning.
Charles.
Straight like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Charles, straight like that. Good morning. Who you say?
I want to go with Mike because he's the worst. He's disrespectful. And, yeah, I go with Mike.
Mike from Why Did I Get Married? Well, y'all hate Mike. Good morning.
I think Mike was the worst.
You think Mike?
Yeah, he made it too personal.
What you mean he made it too personal?
That was her friend. And they were supposed to all fly together. Mr. and Charles let it be somebody in the streets. Like, She found her for him.
So you going with Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
All right, we got more of your comments on the way. 570-WPEG. Who was the worst movie husband on his Working Woman Wednesday on your way to work this morning? High today is going to be right in the 91. 70 degrees right now with sunshine at that part of the Fontaine. Cardi B backing it up. It's Pot 98.
Let's get it straight, girl. You don't need a nigga for nothing. Looking better every day. You got
King Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yes, Power 98 WPET. We're doing it for the ladies on this Working Woman Wednesday. We got a great debate going on. What we debate today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we're talking about the worst movie husbands. We want to know which one is the worst. Is it Ike from What's Love Got to Do with It? Is it Charles from Diary of a Mad Black Woman? Is it Mike from Why Did I Get Married? Or is it Mr. from The Color Purple? Let us know.
Who was your pick?
My pick was Mr.
Mm-hmm.
from The Color Purple.
I picked Ike, but I'm not a working woman, so I'm going to let y'all roll with Jessica. Ike, No Limit Larry, The Morning Madhouse, who you say?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ike, because Ike's so disrespectful, and I don't like no disrespectful man, so I'm going to go with Ike.
I know that's right. I'm a guy with Ike. He's so disrespectful. Ike and Mike. Mike and Ike is leading right now. Good morning.
I got one for you, No Limit.
Who you got, baby?
That doggone bald-headed, rusty neck Mike. You smashing my friend, and then you bring her on a trip with my other friend? You serious? Are you serious?
Hey, Mike was pretty terrible. I give you that.
Yeah, I would have been tearing that bald head up, fat or not. I would have had to beat the hell out of Mike. And the girl, too. Everybody getting beat the hell up.
Thank you, baby. You crazy.
You up.
Power 98, good morning. Working Woman Wednesday. Who was the worst movie husband?
It's a toss-up between Mike and Charles, but if I had to choose, I would say Mike.
Why would you say Mike?
Because he was disgusting, and then he waits until she loses weight and you want to try to get back into her life, and then the next episode you get sick and you expect her to take care of you after you treated her like crap.
Facts.
But yeah, he has to be the worst.
Yeah, thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Power 98, Working Woman Wednesday. Who was the worst movie husband?
Ike is the worst husband.
You said Ike?
Ike is the worst husband.
Yeah, Ike was pretty terrible, too. Was it, you think so just because of the beatings or just overall?
No, Ike was a physical and a verbal, emotional, mental abuser. I personally went through it myself, so it wasn't just physically that she was getting beat on. She didn't want to leave her children. She felt like her children were in danger. When it came to money, he controlled the money. It was more controlling of all aspects of violence, so it wasn't just physical beating, it was everything. He put her through it all.
Yeah.
And I've been through the same situation, so it's definitely the worst it can get. It's not just cheating, it's mental control, it's physical control, it's all of it. So that's why I think he's worst.
There it is. Fellas, I'm sorry. Y'all didn't get y'all in. It is Working Woman Wednesday. So y'all got to go to our Instagram pages to leave your comments. And what is our Instagram pages?
You can go to @HeyMissJessica, @IAmNoLimitLarry. Or you can leave it at NLLMMH.
Yeah, and right now, it looks like Mike is leading the pack, right? Y'all don't like Mike. Ike was abusive, but y'all look like, boy, Mike about to win this thing hands down, because y'all do not like Mike at all. Go on there and leave it on there, man. Shout out to Blues chiming in, too, this morning. Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine. It's Power 98.
Live from Planet Fitness, Judgment Free Zone Studios.
You know what it is inside the Madhouse. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Polo G, Lil Baby, Gunna Pop Out Remix, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. How the day is going to be writing at 91, and we let y'all shine about this time. Spread positivity in this negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Trying to let shine.
Good morning. This is Maria. I'm trying to let my mama shine, Ramona. Her birthday was Sunday. I'm trying to let my sister Tia and Maya shine. They doing their thing. It's Working Women Wednesday. They out here grinding.
Good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
Good morning. I want to let my sister know. I want to let her shine. Her name is Patricia Barber. This is her brother, Magoo. I love you very much, and I just want to know you always got a light in my heart.
That's what's up.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
I want to let my nephew, TJ, shine. It's his 10th birthday today. And I also want to shout out Miss Angela Allen. She's running for Union County Council.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
And on this Working Woman Wednesday, I want to let our Smithite shine, Miss Jessica. Miss Jessica Davis.
Yeah.
Running for District 2 City Council.
Yeah, I was actually out there at her meet and greet yesterday. Mm-hmm. Really dope event. Really excited about what she is, her platform, and what she plans to do for that community over there. She lives in it. She has been in that community since she's been down here as a student at Johnson C. Smith. So it was really dope to see her shining up there.
And you know what? It's funny because I found out I live in her district. I live in District 2.
Yeah.
But she's definitely a great representation of what's going on. She's new. She's innovative. And she's a Smithite. Go ahead, Jessica Davis. Do your thing, girl.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
And I got two birthday shout-outs I'm going to let shine for today. My man, Stephon Peppers, a.k.a. Julius Peppers' little brother. Let him shine today. Today is his birthday. And my big homie, my big dog that don't never pick the phone up when I call him. Pick the phone up, Joe. Pick the phone up. My man, Joe Master Boss over there at Kefford Jeep, Dodge, and Ram on East Independence Boulevard. Joe is celebrating his 50th birthday today.
Wow.
Yep. Shine on, Joe and Stephon.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Got somebody you want to let shine? 570-WPEG.
No limit.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, July 31st. Cardi B was supposed to perform in Indianapolis last night in front of a sold-out crowd, but didn't take the stage. According to police, less than an hour before doors were supposed to open, they received a credible threat to Cardi B's life and the venue, so they decided to cancel the show. Cardi hopped on social media to issue an apology to her fans. The show has been rescheduled for September 11th. 50 Cent and Tierra Marie went back to court and Tierra lost again. Word is Tierra has been ordered to pay 50 Cent an additional $4,300 in that revenge porn case. Originally, the judge ruled in favor of 50 and told Tierra that she had to pay him $30,000. But the singer told the court and 50 she ain't have it. She even went so far as to make a diss song about it. Last month, 50 asked the judge to have Tierra Marie pay the additional money she owed since she didn't turn over her personal and bank information. 50 is going to collect on the debt. Tierra Marie says that she did not provide the information and told the judge that 50 was harassing her. Obviously, the judge did not agree. Remember that little situation with Dwight Howard and his alleged relationship with another man? Well, Dwight took an L in that case. Also, originally, Dwight's alleged lover sued him for assault, infliction of emotional distress, and more, alleging that Howard and his associates had been threatening his life because he wouldn't agree to sign paperwork barring him from speaking out on their alleged relationship. Well, Dwight countersued for slander, invasion of privacy, and abusive litigation, and demanded that the suit be thrown out. He also wanted $10 million in damages. The judge denied his whole claim. All right, this case is now ongoing, although no trial date has been set. Dwight sticks by his claims that he never even met this man. Jay-Z is now the sixth artist to have 100 career solo appearances on the Billboard Hot 100. Only six people have done this. His single Move Forever from The Lion King, The Gift album, paved the way for him. The song debuted at number 90. Congratulations. Apollo is on his way to becoming a free man again. The former Real Housewife of Atlanta personality was released into another halfway house in Philadelphia. He was placed in prison for violating a condition for his release for fraud charges. He's expected to be released from federal custody in November. Hopefully he can stay out this time. Andy Cohen wants Wendy Williams. Word is he wants a talk show host to join the cast of The Real Housewives of New York. Andy wants to offer Wendy a sweet deal in hopes that she will accept the offer. She could be, well, she would be, this is the deal, the highest paid housewife on the show. We'll see how that one turns out. Happy birthday to Lil Uzi Vert and Wesley Snipes. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Lola B. Larry in the morning, Mad Hot. It is a Weed Family Wednesday being brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House. Y'all know me and Butterfingers in there each and every Friday night, broadcasting live from 10 to midnight. $2 mission till 11 o'clock and $2 drink special till 11 o'clock. More info, log on to power98fm.com. All right, today's Weed Family Wednesday letter reads comes from a teen today, man. I've been going to private school my whole life. Now I'm about to enter high school, and I want to try public school for my last 4 years. At least three of my best friends are going to public because they want to experience more of life, and they have convinced their parents that, you know, that they should do it, and their parents are going to allow them to do so. So I wrote my parents a letter detailing how I think it could benefit me in my life. The immediate response was no. They gave no explanation, just no. But I really want a different experience in life, and I think public school will help teach me that. How can I get my parents to grant my wishes? Public over private, the all-time great debate. What you think, Ms. Jess?
I think that you
went to public school or private school first?
I went to both.
Okay, good.
I went to both. I think that you should try and offer your parents a compromise. What you're doing right now is just offering them, hey, let me have my way. I think you're going to have to sort of show and prove that, put whatever your parents' hesitations are to rest.
Yeah.
So something like a, hey, can I try it out for a semester? If we notice that it's not working out within that semester and things like that, I will gladly go back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
To private school, but can we at least try this for a semester and offer up some good reasoning as to why this is a good option?
Well, I think
that might help.
I think when she said she detailed, you know, when she said she wrote them a letter detailing the reasons, you know, why it could be beneficial to her life. I think she did the latter part of what you said. I want to speak to the parents. You know, I think parents sometimes have such a closed-minded way of thinking. And I saw a meme yesterday was absolutely correct. It said, if you're raising your kids the way you was the way your parents raised you, then you're behind the eight ball because the world that your parents raised you in no longer exists. You think about it. When our parents was raising us, they didn't have the internet. They didn't have access to a lot of things that we have access to. And then now that we've become parents, some of the things that we had access to, these kids don't even know what it is. You know what I mean? Like when you say, if you go to a kid right now and say a cassette tape, most kids are gonna be like, what is that? You know what I mean? They don't even know what that is. So I think as parents, we have to open our minds. And sometimes we have to sit down and really listen to the things that our kids have to say and the things that they want to experience in life, because even though we want them to have a better life than we had for the most part, then they still have to experience things at their own time and on their own timetable. So I think I think as parents, sometimes we so often just say no and don't give a reason because we feel like I'm the dad or I'm the mama and what I say goes, not realizing that sometimes it could cause your child to sneak behind your back and do other things. As far as, like, I saw an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air the other day. It was crazy when Ashley snuck out of private school and went to public school. So I mean, I went to public school my whole life. I am a public school product of CMS. I went to public school my whole life. Never been to private school. However, I do want my children, my two daughters that are still in school, I want them to experience private school. Just because I want them to have a balance. Because I never got to experience private school. So I want them to get a chance to experience a private school. That's because I want to experience it as a parent, too, because I want to see what it's like. Not saying there's nothing wrong with public school. I just want that experience too as a parent. So I would tell the parents in this letter that she's writing to open y'all mind. And if you are a private school parent out there, call in this morning, because me personally have never really been a parent of a private school child. So I need to know the benefits and what's the difference between public and private. 570-WPEG and call in to help this young lady out. How can she convince her parents to grant her wishes? I think, Ms. Jessica, I think you gave a great example that, you know what I mean, that you're going to have to compromise, but I think the parents should be open to compromise too as well.
Yeah.
DJ Shark, what you got on? I see you over there bubbling.
I think y'all just overthinking this. If she don't want to go to private school, I'm fine with that, because I've been looking at that new Volvo S90. And, hey, great idea. I've been saying it the whole time. It was your mom.
The struggle is real. Her family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Her family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, Madhouse Nation, the Week Family Wednesday letter reads today. I've been going to private school my whole life. Now I'm about to enter high school, and I want to try public school for my last 4 years. At least 3 of my best friends are going to public because they want to experience more of life. So I wrote my parents a letter detailing how I think it could benefit me in my life. The immediate response was no. They ain't tell me why, they just said no. I just want a different experience. And I think this could be beneficial to me and my life. How can I get my parents to grant me my wishes? Madhouse Nation, good morning.
Pretty good. Got a comment about the public school and the private school thing.
Yes, sir.
I feel that either way, you know, if the kids are going to learn, they're going to learn. And if they're going to get bullied, they're going to get bullied regardless. But if the kids, you know, if they're smart, it don't matter what school they go to. They're going to, you know, they're going to get the same experience.
All right. Thank you, brother. Power 98 WPG, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I am actually a product of private school. I went all my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I understand what this girl is going through, or this child is going through, because I did. I felt like I didn't fit in with regular people. However, to answer the child's question, the child should definitely go in and try to make a list to say, okay, look, here's the public school that I want to go to. Here are the advanced placement classes that I'm willing to take. These are the things that they're going to offer that are different than this private school. Because otherwise, the parent is going to say no. Like I said, I understand how that kid feels, because I felt like I never felt fit in. When I graduated, I had a hard time assimilating with actual black kids because I didn't know how to. Actually, so I get where she's coming from. But if this kid wants to really make a point to their parents, they need to sit down, write a list, and say, okay, this is what I'm going to get by going to this public school. These are the classes that I'm willing to take. And then maybe even look at, like, the graduation rates and what type of schools these kids are getting admitted to, so that the parents really understand.
That's a good comment. So how do you feel like, you know, you being in private school your whole life affected you?
I had a hard time fitting in, like I said, because I was always told that I don't talk black, I don't act black. And so I think I overcompensated a lot, you know, dressing like a little, you know, I shouldn't have been dressing, and just anything that I could do to get attention from black, that's what I would do, because I've never felt like I fit in with that crowd. So, you know, I would go to church and stuff and try to hang out with those black people and things like that, but I never felt like I really, truly fit in. And it wasn't until my mid-20s where I realized I have to accept myself for who I am and not try to fit in with that other crowd. And ultimately, I'm glad that my parents kept me in those private schools, because I had a great education. I graduated from Davidson College with a full ride scholarship, and I don't think I would have been able to do that if I had gone to the public school that I was going to.
Mm. That's a good comment this morning. Public school over private school. This teen wants out. She is tired of going to private school. She wants y'all to help out.
Give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Yep, great letter inside the madhouse this morning. Teen writes in that, hey, she's tired of going to private school. Basically, she's been there her whole career. She's getting ready to enter high school. She wants to go to public school for her last 4 years. Her mom and daddy said no. After she wrote them a letter, they didn't give her details on why they said no. She wants to know from Madhouse Nation, how can she convince her parents to grant her her wishes of going to public school. And Ms. Jessica, your comment earlier, you said what?
I was saying that that she needs to try to reach a compromise.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when we go into situations and we're asking for something, we're just asking for something, wanting what we want. You know, and so you're going to have to offer your parents a compromise. You've already laid it out in your letter as to why you want to go there and the benefits of going to a public school. But offer them a compromise, because ultimately your parents are doing this. And in their eyes, they're doing it out of benefit for you. They're trying to, you know, do something that they think is going to be the best opportunity for you. It's not like they're doing this to hurt you or treat you badly. So I would just come back and say, okay, look, is there any way that we can compromise on this one? Maybe I go to the school for a semester. If I don't uphold these things, like if my grades slip or if I'm not involved in this or something like that, then I will go back to my private school. But lay that out in a compromise.
All right, Power 98, good morning.
So I am a product of both. I went to private school up until fourth grade and then went to public school. It was a shock of my life. I was just like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you kids? But I hope that her parents, you know, hear this radio and hopefully change their minds and let her go to a public school, because the private school gave me great grounding, great morals, great, you know, I'm good with, you know, my conservative views. But then the public school gave me, you know, what I needed to work with everybody. Of course, the private school was very confined and, you know, there was lots of routines that were just different than public school and then different than the kids in public school. But the public school to me gave a better viewpoint of like what the world looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think both are very good to have. But like I said, you know, I hope she'll be able to go to public school. And I actually chose public school over private school for my child just because I just looked at both and I just like what the public school offered. So, but I think you definitely, you know, should have both. So, and if she has that option, you know, I can only hope that her parents, you know, do that for her,
because
it would definitely be good for her to be well-rounded in that way.
Thank you. Power 98, good morning. You own We Family Wednesday. Public school or private school? This little girl says she's tired of going to private school. She want to go to public school. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, my take on it is I've got two kids. One went to private school his whole life, ended up going to Ivy League college, graduate, and having a great job. My daughter is 10 years younger. She went to private school, like preschool, and then her first year of school. But then I made the choice of public school for her because CMS offered more for her, and the kids were different. So my son was a go-getter. He always pushed the envelope. He wanted to take AP classes and made the school develop AP classes for him. But my daughter is one of those that she's super smart, but she just kind of takes it as it comes. She's not going to go look for more classes. So I needed those AP classes and those things like that to be offered for her automatically. So I think the parent, the kid needs to express what they like to do. But they also need to have an open mind and have a conversation with their parent. So instead of just saying, I want to go to public school and here's why, maybe have their list, but ask, why do you want me to go to private school?
That's a good comment. And like I said earlier, I think parents, you have to keep an open mind too as well. Public school, private school, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to comment on the public or private school. So I just feel like that's a privilege.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's going to set her up for the future. It's going to give her better opportunities. Now, of course, you can take advantage of the things that are offered in public school, too, but there's nothing like being able to get the additional support that they're going to provide for her. And then you have to think about the fact. It's probably just her feelings, though. She probably wants more freedom. She probably wants things like that. Your feelings don't matter. Stick to the facts. That's what matters in this situation.
But see, but the thing about it is, this young lady, so she's going into the ninth grade. You know, in her heart, she's already been 9-10 years in private school. So she's already got that foundation. So why not let her experience something different for at least a year or two or three?
I just think private school is to give you a solid foundation. It depends on also what type of public school she's going to, because we do know public education. I was educated in a public school. They put me in a track to go somewhere and learn how to get a job. They told me in high school I wasn't college material. If I hadn't had the drive and the motivation to do it on my own, I probably wouldn't even be anywhere in life. So I just think that public school education, some of those teachers do not invest in those students like they should. Some of them do it for the right reason, but a lot of them, they're just there to get a paycheck.
It's crazy. The public school kids want to go to private school, and the private school kids want to go to public school. For the most part. It's crazy. It is crazy. It's like you remember the movie ATL. Nunu. She was supposed to be going to private school, but she was going to public school. It's crazy.
I agree with the last caller, and there are some teachers that are in our school system that just don't care.
They're not invested.
But there are some teachers that are in our school system that will give you the shirt off of their back.
And they go over and beyond.
Take kids home, and yeah. They become their kids. I think that... you can't make that decision and put it so much on the teachers and how the teachers will react to your child.
Yeah.
You got to think about how your child is going to do in that public school. And if they have the good foundation, like she stated, from a private school, they should be able to go into a public school and be able to thrive and rise to the top. If they have the good foundation of a private school and the good foundation at home with the parents that are teaching them life skills. Like mm-hmm. I was telling Church Boys in here with the studio, you can't hide your child from the public forever.
Yeah. They eventually gotta go out and
see what's going on with the public. And better that they do that at home with you, where you can help guide them along that journey, instead of, okay, now they've graduated and they're out here in the real world, and now they're meeting the public by themselves and out here having to navigate that.
Yeah.
Just give them an opportunity to spread their wings and fly.
Yeah, you gotta give them an opportunity to spread their wings and fly. I think it's twofold, and I'm gonna go back. Like I said earlier, I think if you have the opportunity to do both, I think you definitely should do both. This young lady who wrote in, she's been 9-10 years already in private school. I think she's got an excellent foundation, and I'm gonna go back to what you said. I think the parents should bend a little bit and let her go for a semester or two, and she might even get in there and might not even like it.
Now,
she might go in there and be like, I don't even like this school. I'm going to go back to private. She might run back to private school.
The flip side of this is, little girl, if you run around in these streets doing all kinds of stuff and getting caught by your parents and everything, you ain't earned that privilege. And that's the other side of the coin. So you also have to go back and look and see what you have been doing.
Yeah.
As a student and living in your parents' home.
Now, so, I have seen this. I have seen a person go to private school. I've seen a teenager go to private school and it'd be totally one way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they got to public school, like Church Boy said earlier, they got turned out.
And that's
they
probably
got turned out.
Why
like they,
the
I was like, what is this? I don't even know who this person is.
And that's
who
probably
are you?
Why the parents have some reservations.
And they might should.
That's probably why the parent has some reservations. Different. That's why I say everybody should be able to bend on this one. Because at the end of the day, for the parents, your child meeting the public is inevitable. It's going to happen.
But
so both people have to sort of bend on this. You cannot keep your child sheltered for the rest of them lives.
But then again, though, Jessica,
hey.
I had a partner say, you never see eagles fly with crows. Are you an eagle or you a crow?
You can't tell me that public schools are full of crows.
I didn't say that's not what I'm saying.
What you saying?
In anything you do in your life, you got to be careful on who your environment is at all times.
Mm-hmm.
No matter whether it's public or private.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm a public school, a product of public school CMS. So
guess what?
Sometimes you're going to be surrounded by you. Sometimes you're going to have to encounter a crow. How do you do that?
You fly away because you're an eagle.
You can't avoid the crow.
You gonna
see a crow. So what you do?
Crows
well,
can't fly that high.
Not as high as an eagle. I'm gonna get
you
away.
You gotta get up there, Church.
I'm gonna fly away. I'm gonna eat.
Hey Jessica,
what you got, Sharp?
I went to private school when I was little,
mm-hmm.
And then we went to public school. And it was on, Jack.
You got turned out.
Man, turd.
Jesus.
Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG. Concord.
Hey, he say you all about money. Yeah.
598 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is Nola Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We about to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Let's meet today's contestant.
John.
What up, John?
What's going on?
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two to three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood, Black Card, all right?
All right.
What? Kick it off, Miss Jessica.
I need you to tell me what 2 Chainz' original rap name was.
Titty Boy.
Oh, you got that one, big dog? He said that one with pride. Titty Boy. All right, keeping it rapper like, what rapper coined the phrase trap or die?
Trap or die. Jeezy?
You got it, big dog. You got it. You got it!
You.
It took you too long, though. You should have knew that one right off the bat. That should have came right off your tongue. All right, since you Black Smart today, we're going to hook you up with these tickets to check out comedian Trevor Noah. He's coming to the Spectrum Center on September the 14th. Tell them what station is plugging you with these tickets, big dog.
Yo, Power 98.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out more about the artists we...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.